Well, joining us right now with a look at what's happening on Beacon Hill is State Representative Patrick Kearney. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Morning, Dan. Thank you so much for having me.
So once again, a major issue in Massachusetts and the legislature remains migrants, particularly how long they can remain in shelters.
Yeah, as you've seen both in the headlines locally, in our state and federally, immigration is becoming a huge issue. It's becoming the number one issue on the campaign trail that Americans are focusing on. We have a huge problem at the border, and as I've been saying in the past couple of weeks and months, actually, our federal delegation and our elected officials from other states, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, the president, everyone really needs to work together to come to some sort of agreement on changing border policy. We here in Massachusetts, 40-something years ago, passed a right-to-shelter law. Even Governor Dukakis himself said that it was intended to take care of homeless children and families. It was not intended to have the consequences that it is now. We're spending about $1 billion a year on it. This past week, we voted to cap the length of stay in the emergency shelter system to 9 months with some parameters for pregnant women and veterans. But the bigger discussion is, how are we going to fund this program long term? We're going through our budget. We've been having ways and means hearings. We constitutionally are obligated to have a balanced budget, and we've missed our revenue benchmarks 8 consecutive months in a row. So we're having difficult discussions. We're working with our colleagues. We're working with our federal delegation to talk about how we prioritize our spending. And we got to keep our folks in Massachusetts the number one priority.
And speaking of that, another issue is concerned is cuts to local aid.
Yeah, well, we haven't really gotten there yet. As I said, we're working through that budget as we speak for this upcoming fiscal year. The House will do it in April, the Senate in May, and we've been having those Ways and Means hearings. So we'll see what happens when it comes to local aid with earmarks, with shelter systems, with foods insecurity aid. We're having those discussions now, but we're hoping to at least level fund everything, but certainly to make the necessary increases as well. So a lot of that's going to depend on the federal delegation stepping up and helping us with this immigration and humanitarian crisis. Because if they don't figure stuff out in D.C., the voters are going to be paying attention to it. And the local aid and district dollars are going to be impacted.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, Dan. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you as well.